When service sector employees demand better. I'm David Brancaccio. First, there are reports today the Biden administration will announce a new way to make housing more affordable. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer.
The Biden administration will build and sell 100,000 affordable homes over the next 3 years, according to Reuters. The Wall Street Journal reports the government-backed mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac would be authorized to invest more in rental housing. The Treasury Department and Housing and Urban Development Department would revive a joint risk-sharing program with states that ended in 2019. That would help states supply more financing for the construction of affordable homes. There would also be increased financing for manufactured homes. The Biden administration is also trying to increase sales of low-cost housing to individuals and nonprofits while limiting sales to large investors who are competing with individual buyers and snapping up affordable homes. One reported provision in the White House proposal would limit the sale of some properties insured by the Federal Housing Administration to large investors. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
With the total power blackout in New Orleans after the hurricane, the utility Entergy is telling the city council there that the first circuits could start coming online by late today. That's earlier than expected. They're trying to get power to hospitals and water and sewage plants especially. There's no word on when businesses and homes will get hooked back up. Meanwhile, the stock market's in its own world. Dow and S&P futures are up 0.3%. Starbucks workers in Buffalo are trying to form the first union at the chain, Starbucks Workers United. It's the latest organizing move in the food and beverage industry after Anchor Brewing, Voodoo Donut, and more. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports.
William Westlake has been a barista for 4 years, and he's experienced a trend.
We are just underpaid, overworked. We're asked to work more hours. If somebody ever calls out, we are picking up for other people.
Westlake is one of Starbucks Workers United's organizers. He says unionizing at a company as prominent as Starbucks could help change the industry, and that now is their best chance.
The pandemic, is definitely a part of why people feel comfortable now, whereas before there would have been just too much fear of retaliation.
You know, if that happens, though, right now, everybody knows they can get another job very quickly.
Ruth Milkman researches labor movements at CUNY. She says the instability of restaurant work keeps organizing rates low, at about 3.5% last year, compared to the national overall rate of nearly 11%. But the labor shortage, plus campaigns like Fight for 15, have inspired young workers.
And there's a kind of union fever phenomenon in that generation.
In an email, Starbucks said it will continue to empower its workers to constructively use their voices. Starbucks Workers United has proposed a vote in 2 weeks. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
Now, you've seen the help wanted signs nearly everywhere, and that includes at restaurants. An economist will tell you that labor shortage is only one way to look at it, versus the pay isn't high enough to attract workers at a time of high demand. Well, a noted New York chef is questioning the whole pay low wages, work long hours business model of many restaurants. Peter Hoffman, who co-owned Savoy, a former farm-to-table eatery in New York City, has a new book out called What's Good, a Memoir in 14 Ingredients. He told me too often the restaurant business is built on exploitation.
You know, it's not just about raising wages, although that's an important part, but it's about a workplace that offers work-life balance instead of being forced to work 60, 70 hours a week. And so we have to figure out how to make that possible. You know, one of the implications of it, David, is that dinner's going to cost more. And, you know, there's a lot of pushback. Obviously, we have limited budgets. But my experience being a farm-to-table chef over decades of running Savoy was that when we showed them what the real cost of food was, that is, if you don't externalize costs and push them onto future generations or push them onto taxpayers, people embrace that and want to pay more for dinner. They want to participate in a better world and a better planet.
So one of two things happens. If you have an enlightened restaurateur who wants to give flexibility, make sure that the work is not as grueling as it typically used to be, and to pay more, prices would go up. the patrons may not be as enlightened as you want them to be, and that could be a moment of reckoning for a certain kind of restaurant.
There may be fallout from all of that. And, you know, when I grew up, dining out was a special occasion. It wasn't something that people did every day of the week in their lives. And part of that has to do with lowering the cost that people could not cook at home at all and live their entire lives in restaurants. And so right. I'm not sure that's been healthy for the economy. And that's part of the reckoning that we're seeing now.
The fancy restaurants are going to do fine, right? And I assume publicly held restaurant chains like Chipotle are, you know, probably going to do all right. But you're worried about a distinctive place that's in the middle?
Yeah, the high end will retain and possibly expand, but they're immune to these changes. And then what you have are more and more of faster food, fast casual. But at the end of the day, the restaurant that Susan, my wife, and I built and started, which was a individual artistic expression of a exploration of cuisine, those places are going to be harder and harder to maintain and to be profitable.
Peter Hoffman, a longtime chef in New York. His book is called What's Good? A Memoir in 14 Ingredients. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
Chef Hoffman also talked to me about too many of us eating food way out of season. More of our conversation will be streamable from Marketplace Online in a bit. Now, a survey from the National Restaurant Association just found that 3 in 5 people surveyed change their restaurant eating given pandemic, from takeout or eating outside to just not going at all. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.